Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now, back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Well, I've won and lost against the best. This old road's been a hell of a test. I'm still driving, I ain't slowing down. There's rules I love to break and bend. Mistakes I've made again and again. But I tell you this, my friends, I'm still around. I hit it hard, man. So far, man.
How about this, Doug? This is John Daly singing.
That's good.
And it's a pretty damn good jam.
It is.
John Daly, our guest right now on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. What's up, John?
What's happening, guys?
Great to have you on the show. I know you're a huge baseball fan and a huge Cardinals fan, so how are you dealing with the game last night and seeing the Cubs win? Because I saw you were tweeting out how great the game was, but are you a little tilted over the way it went down with the Cubs winning?
I mean, it's like the SEC football. I'm a Razorback, and I like to see if the Razorbacks can't win it. I'd like to see, if Alabama wins or an SEC team win the national championship. I still, I had to root for the Cubbies. I'm a Cardinal fan, but I rooted for the Cubbies to win the World Series because it's a national league.
I got to ask you, following the Cardinals as you do, what would you like to see them do in terms of upgrading and improving so that maybe they can get to where the Cubs are?
Well, I mean, it just seems like our guys have been hurt. It seems like we've been hurt last year and this year. I mean, we need to stay healthy. That's been like the Cardinals' problem the last couple of seasons. I mean, well, last year we had that record, over 100 wins, and we couldn't get there. But, the Cardinals, they're always good. The organization is one of the best that I've ever seen. And whether they make it or not, I love them and I root for them.
Were you a Cardinal fan, just born and raised in Arkansas, born and raised and won a state championship 83 at Helias in Jefferson City? Always a Cardinal fan, or was this something that came along later in life? How did your Cardinal love?
No, I was raised in Arkansas. I was born in California, but I was raised in Arkansas. We moved there when I was about four. And it was either the Cubs or the Cardinals, the Celtics or the Lakers, and pretty much it was the Cowboys. So, I went with the Celtics, I went with the Cardinals, I went with, of course, the Cowboys and our beloved Razorbacks, and it hasn't changed really since I was 4 or 5 years old.
Last night, John, the game was, to me, it looked like it was going to get boring there in the middle. The Cubs go up 5-1. I'm like, all right, I know we got John on the show. I haven't had a chance to watch the 30 for 30 yet. So in like the fifth and sixth inning, I watched the 30 for 30. As I'm watching it, a bunch of questions come to mind. I'm looking forward to asking you on. First off, are you happy with the way the 30 for 30 came out?
It is my life, and it is a little. I thought it was a little negative, which is fine. I just wish it would have. I do a lot more than just drink. I've done a lot more than just drink, but I was hoping they would put the charity stuff in there a little bit. What I've done for Make-A-Wish. And Boys and Girls Club, I've raised over probably $10 million when you combine it all together. I wish they'd have shown my daughters a little more and my kids a little more. But all in all, I think the good thing is they got the point out that, look, not every athlete, we all go through struggles, trials and tribulations in our life. We're human, and I hope that's what people get out of it. And I'm just not scared to tell people how, the things that go on in my life. It just helps me.
I guess I was watching it, and I'm thinking, I felt like, the way it was just one of our producers described it when we were talking about it, I felt like there was a lot more to say, and then it just kind of ended. And I was looking forward to watching it so much. I felt like it covered, of course, the win at Crooked Stick in 91, the British Open win in 95, and then it just kind of zoomed ahead, and then here we are in 2016. I'm like, God, there's so much more to the story. That was what I came away, and of course, a hell of a lot better than the viewer as to what you've gone through over the last 20 years. And I felt like that just kind of was skipped over.
Yeah, I mean, it's it's only 30 for 30. You only get, 48 minutes of, or 45 minutes of it, I guess. And the rest is commercials. But I know there's definitely a lot more we can do. Maybe we'll do another one.
Yeah, kind of like they did with the University of Miami. John Daly hit it hard, part two. So let me get this clear, because I'm not clear on where the whole thing is. Are you still drinking? Are you not drinking? You're just having a couple beers. Where are you on that? Because at the end you said I still grip it and rip it and I still sip it.
Yeah, I still drink a little bit, but I don't drink like I used to. I can't even come close to it. But it seems like it's more social for me than anything.
You're a guy, as you mentioned, doesn't mind discussing what you've been through in your life, and you don't seem to me to be a guy who carries around regret. Is there anything that's gone on in your past that you regret that you would erase if you possibly could?
I don't know if I really could say I have regrets. Sure, I made some mistakes that we'd all like to have back, but if I live on the past, I'll never be able to get in the future. That's the way I kind of look at it. I'm very lucky and very fortunate to still be on this planet, to be honest with you.
What a crazy run of ups and downs, and that's why seeing you win the highlights of the 95 British Open, it was just so cool, because how emotional it had to have been from the high of, like you said in that piece, your life changed in 4 days, going from the ninth alternate to winning the PGA Championship in 91, then the ups and downs in between winning at St. Andrews, of all places, to win the British. At the beginning of the 30 for 30, they just capture you talking it over with fans in a Hooters parking lot. And you're heard to say, not in an interview, but to one of the fans, John, yeah, I'm just burnt out. First time in my life, I'm burnt out. That's left open to interpretation because we don't know what the conversation was. But were you talking about the game of golf there, or are you talking about something else? You burnt out on golf?
Yeah, just the game of golf. I had been just every week playing overseas, coming back to the States, playing. It's like, it seems like I just never could, at that time. I was playing a lot of golf, especially in Europe, and like I said, going back and forth. Right. So, it was like 12 or 13 weeks in a row, or whatever it was, and I was just tired. And then when you're not playing good, and sometimes when you do play good, you get burned out a little bit.
John Daly, our guest. So, are you playing right now? Are you still working on your game? Still playing?
I am,
or are you kind of getting away from?
Yeah, I missed the second round of the Charles Schwab Cup, but that's okay. I got off to a late start. I turned 50, and so I get to play in the P&Z thing with my son, Little John. That's in Ritz-Carlton in December, which is a champions event. Me and my son get to play that, and then it's full go next season.
It must be rewarding for you to have such a passionate fan base, though, to know everywhere you go, you've got an awful lot of people rooting to see you do well.
Oh, I love it. I mean, there's nothing better than having the home field advantage everywhere you go sometimes,
Yeah.
You can't say that in other sports.
through everything you've been through, it seems like you've always had very vocal fan support. Why do you think you've connected with the fans who have been so loyal to you?
I think it's because I'm not scared to admit that I screwed up. And I don't mean that in a negative way. I've just always been honest with the fans, and I'll still continue to be honest with the fans, always. And I don't know, that's just, my mom always told me, says, just don't lie. Just tell the truth, and no matter what it is, we'll get to it. And that's just kind of the way I live. I live I feel like the fans are just part of John Daly's family. And I may let them down, but I'm not going to lie to them.
JD, how is it now? Because I go back to the reality series you did, and I think it was on the Golf Channel, but at that time you were just trying to get into tournaments. You're trying to make a check. You're selling stuff, out of the Winnebago and the parking lot. Now you're out on the Champions Tour. Is it more fun now, just out there playing, just trying to have fun?
Yes, I have a schedule now. From 07 to really to this year. Or 2015, I was waiting on exemptions, so I didn't know where I was playing. you know, I didn't know what my schedule was going to be. I was going to, I always seemed to get, some of the exemptions were early I got where I could schedule it, but a lot of them were that Friday, 5 o'clock East Coast time, you know, where I can get there and it just, you know, it just didn't know if I was going to get in or get in. Not get in, so there'd be 3 or 4 weeks I wouldn't play, and then all of a sudden I'd play. But when you're not playing a lot, it's hard to be competitive, and that's what I love about, you know, my second, our second career as a senior tour, and not too many sports can do that, you know, where it'd be a rookie again, and I got a schedule for at least 2 or 3 more years, maybe even longer, hopefully.
Yeah.
That it just makes it so much easier than having to sit by a phone and wait, you know, see if I'm going to get in.
John Daly is our guest right now on the Appliance Discounter phone lines. Listen, you can check out John's loudmouth gear at loudmouthgolf.com, or you can purchase some of his St. Louis Cardinals swag, Doug. Also, check out his Grip It and Rip It line on johndaly.com and also at rockbottomgolf.com. Was that true in the 30 for 30 that after you won the PGA Championship in 91, you and, at the time, your fiance went and got McDonald's?
We did. We went right. I couldn't. I didn't have a lot of money on me then. Even I couldn't cash the check either. So,
what was the check for?
When I won the PGA, I won $230,000.
Sweet.
And wow. I gave $30,000 to that family, and then had to wait on the check to get to us. You usually get them the next week. So, we just took the limo right to the McDonald's and celebrated that way.
And you gave the check to that family. Didn't they have a kid who was struck by lightning at that tournament?
They did. The PGA of America was supposed to match it, and they never did. And
really?
That $30,000, yeah, that $30,000 got those two girls to college. One's a doctor, and there's enough left over for one of their kids to go to college as well. That's how great they invested it.
Oh, how about that? I didn't know that. I guess I remember that story now, but I hadn't heard it. I know you got to go. You're doing Dan Patrick's show coming up. I guess his audience is a little bit bigger than ours. It depends on what metric you look at. But
questions won't be as good.
here on this show, John, I think similar to you, have a great appreciation for French fries. So let me ask you this. What would you say is the best French fry out there?
Oh, nice question.
I got to believe McDonald's has the best fry still. It's just a recipe nobody seems to ever been able to copy.
You know what? And Dan Patrick's going to be scared to ask you that question.
But I do know McDonald's. I do know one thing. McDonald's has the best Diet Coke.
I think they might, actually. Well, I don't know what they're doing with their Diet Coke that everybody else isn't doing.
I was addicted to that for years.
Yeah. Final question for you. It's a follow-up. The steak fry, the waffle fry, the curly fry, the shoestring fry. Is there a specific type of fry? Not a restaurant, what?
I bet he likes steak fries.
I like the steak fry. The tot?
Steak and cheesy fries. That's what I love.
Doug, that was your guess. You had it.
Cheesy fries. So you're doing the White Castle thing, too, are you?
No, I don't go to White Castle too much.
You got Crystals down south.
Yeah, we got White Castles, Crystals. Yeah. Hey.
All right, go run along and do that other show.
Great to have you on the show, man. Thanks so much, John.
And as always, go Cardinals.
There he is.
Love
John
that.
Daly with us here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Doug, McDonald's the best fry, and then the cheesy fry is the fry that is his recommendation to our audience.
McDonald's best Diet Coke as well. You would think the Diet Coke would be somewhat standard, but apparently not.
I don't hit McDonald's all that often. But it does seem, if I get a Diet Coke, it does seem like it's a little more delicious.
It's got a little sparkle to it.
I wonder what's going on there.
I think
might be a nice piece for Sports Sunday this week.
I think it's the ice.
Well, it could be. It could be that that Coca-Cola sends its absolute best product to the biggest buyers. McDonald's is probably right up there with who buys the most.
I got to tweet out that John Daly says McDonald's has the best fries.
Okay.
So I got
something. You go ahead and take your time.
Is he on the Twitter, John
Daly? He is at @PGA_John Daly. There's another John Daly, but that's not this John Daly. So heads up, everybody.
Wonderful. Don't get caught with that.
Yeah, it was sad. It's sad sometimes watching that reality show because they would just go from tournament to tournament in their RV, and sometimes he would have to wait around to see if he got in, and if not, they would go to like the parking lot of the hotel and They would open up the Winnebago or RV and a bunch of John Daly autographs, and they try to make money selling them that way. And it was kind of sad watching that.
And you know, now he's involved in so many things where that's how you kind of tap into your popularity. And Tim always says, marketing, marketing.
That's right.
Marketing, marketing, marketing.
Yeah, with Tim the high voice.
Yeah. Man, we got all kinds of things. On line one, Mike Lee. On line two, Tony Lee. On line three, angry Mike number one. Is that the fake caller guy? Okay, I'm not doing that one. Doug, it's a Sadie Hawkins. Where do you want me to go?
Go to one of the Lees, I guess.
yeah, Tony Lee.
Hey.
Hello, Tony Lee.
Hey, guys.
What's going on?
I almost fell asleep waiting.
Well, didn't you hear the French fry discussion? I mean, that's fascinating.
Yeah, and
radio.
I was going to tell you, like, the French fry thing, like, I just got, like, nauseous. It's too early for that.
You don't like fries?
Not this early. Like, I do, but I'm just like, oh, I'm not a breakfast person.
Here's another thing that you and Timberfake are very much alike. Is that called in and then we only had John Daly on and you were angry about having to wait. That's the way Timberfake is. We could have the greatest guest in the world on the line talking to them. And he's like,
John Daly
McKernan, why did you put me on hold?
No, I don't know who John Daly is. And I was waiting patiently. I was just saying I almost fell asleep.
That's a kind of a critique of the programming, though.
Well, you probably
because listen, I couldn't hear him. I could hear you guys
talking.
That's something
that
goes on. Like every time he talks.
Yeah, what is that about? With our phone lines. That's what I hear. Everybody can hear us, but then if we have a guest on,
we got wires crossed. So
the
wires are crossed. I don't know.
Yeah, so you guys need to uncross the wires. Yeah, like I didn't do that, so I don't know who did.
No, we didn't blame you. You probably stayed up late to watch the baseball game last night, didn't you?
Oh my gosh! So my future husband won. Are you guys excited?
Your future husband, Aroldis Chapman.
So what?
Who would your future husband be?
Chris Bryant, the third baseman.
A lot of women dig him, Doug. A lot of women dig him.
Well,
I dig him. I dig him.
What could you possibly see in him? What could you possibly see in Chris Bryant?
Okay, so like you can be a 5 and put on a baseball outfit and be like a 9 instantly. Yeah. He is like a 10 already, and he puts on the outfit and just like, huh.
We don't really
like,
call it outfits. Dies. We don't call them outfits.
I think they do when they wear the red hats on the road.
It's more like costumes.
What?
So do you have a uniform fetish? Is that kind of your thing?
Oh, yeah, like a uniform. That's a better word for it.
Right.
That's what we
right. Well, no, I'm very talented, so I was able to come up with that. But is this like an NBA thing, NHL thing, NFL thing, or is it just baseball?
It's actually, I guess, any kind of uniform for real.
So you're a jersey chaser.
Yeah, I guess so.
Clip that off. Flip that off and play it at parties in the park.
Does it have anything to do with they make about
the parking
10...
lot? I'm just kidding.
The Ameristar parking lot.
Oh,
that's where it all happened.
Back there.
Allegedly. Now I understand. I hear tell, and I need a confirmation on this. And it's based on his Snapchat that you were out with.
Not Beavis.
No. I don't believe so anyway. But with Timberfake.
Oh.
This weekend.
No. I was out with my friends, okay? So I went out with my friends from work Saturday night for Halloween.
Okay.
And I dressed up as a little cat.
Doug,
like a little kitty.
That was a tribute to the cat?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. And so we go to the bar, and bam, Timberfake's there.
Total coincidence.
You didn't at all plan to be at the same place, did you?
No. No, sir. No. Absolutely not. So,
what cocktail lounge was this?
See, I don't know. It was somewhere on Central West End, and then so we dipped out because there was a whole bunch of creepers, and Timberfake was the number one creeper. So we dipped out. We went to the Wheelhouse because I'm like, oh, everything good happens at the Wheelhouse. We're going to the Wheelhouse. So we left, went to the Wheelhouse. I'm drunk. I already got like 3-4 shots of Fireball, rump limit shots. I'm gone. I'm like Tony Lee, like on another level, and bam, Timberfake's there. Popped up.
You don't suppose he's stalking you?
No, I think so. I think he was. So I get angry because, you know, sometimes when I drink whiskey, I get a little, like, frisky.
You become a little pepper pot. Yeah.
Doug knows better than anybody.
So I meet this super hot guy, okay?
Yeah, Chris Bryant.
And, no, his name was Zach.
Zach, okay.
Yeah, Zach. And he's a fighter too. So this is really funny. Okay, he fights. You know, mm-hmm. like how Timber Fake thinks he can. But anyways, so me and this guy talking t-shirt. And dancing. Okay,
yeah.
And Timber Fake's looking at us out of the corner. Okay,
so he's in the corner, like, kind of watching.
Oh yeah,
angrily.
Yes, angrily. Yeah, like, and it's really giving me a really bad vibe. Okay.
Oh, and you're already a little hopped up. You're already a little pepper pot.
Yeah, for sure. So like, I'm already just you know, pissed at him.
Sure.
Mad, whatever.
Oh yeah.
So like, I keep seeing him stare. So me and this guy are dancing, you know, having fun, and then he's like, you know, blah blah. Let's let me get your number, and I'm like, yeah, definitely. So I grab his phone.
Okay.
I put my number in his phone.
Sure.
Actually, so I put my number in his phone.
Yeah.
And then
we covered that.
Chris stands up and walks around.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then when he walks around, he disappeared. Okay. So and then I don't know where he went. So then
this story has a lot of intrigue.
I know. So I'm thinking really hard. Okay. I'm trying to get this right.
Okay.
So I see him again, so I get on my tippy toes because this guy's really tall, and I kiss this guy.
Now, did you kiss him because you wanted to kiss him, or did you kiss him and make Timber Fake jealous?
Well, it was both. I wanted to, I was going to do it either way, but then he was there, so it just was a little cherry on top, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you broke his heart, is what you did.
Games people play.
Hey, man, games people play.
Hey, I mean,
right,
you know,
wrong, they're just not
matching. I'm becoming the coach of all the players, you know? I've just had it with all the guys, you know? Oh, yeah. So I'm the coach, you know?
Sounds like you need to turn to the soft touch of another woman.
Yeah,
be a
exactly,
softball coach.
Yeah. Speaking of that, I'll get to that in 1 second.
Okay.
But anyway, so, I kissed the guy, and he comes out of nowhere, grabs the phone out of the guy's hand or whatever, and goes to throw it up at the wall.
Timber Fake went up to Zach the fighter and grabbed his phone and threw it against the wall.
No, but listen, my friend India, my best friend India, snags the phone out of his hand. I'm not playing. My heart was in my stomach. I seen the phone go flying before it did, but India stopped it, and then it all happened so quick. All I know is Zach's choking him out.
Oh, jeez.
No.
Clip that off.
No, listen. Zach's choking Timber Fake out, and Timber Fake's face is bright red, and he's gasping for air. Breathe. Yeah, he's dying. He's dying. So I'm like,
why are you laughing? Why are you laughing at this?
It's kind of masochistic.
No, it's he's dying or whatever, and I'm you need to get away from me. I was see what you did? You have just begun, gone extreme, I don't want anything to do with you anymore. That was so embarrassing, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. And he just disappeared.
Well, he was near dead.
Yeah,
he probably went to bars.
An ER somewhere.
No, because he didn't punch him or anything. He didn't even get, it was sexy the way he took care of that.
So you were happy to see Timber Fake get choked out?
No, you know what? Yes, because he deserved it. He was being rude to me, creepy, and he was acting like I was his property.
And this all happened right there in the wheelhouse.
In the wheelhouse.
A rear naked choke. He got him in a rear naked choke.
Yeah. Yep. He did.
And you just love that.
Yeah, that's your thing.
Wait a minute. So let's recap and tell me if I'm wrong, because sometimes I misread things. All right. So you see Timber Fake. You see you've had a few. He's had a few. You see that he's suffering a little bit because he sees you making time with another guy. You decide to kiss the other guy. And then Timber Fake gets up and does something with the phone. Then Timber Fake gets choked out by this guy, and you laugh with glee. Maybe I'm wrong, but that's the way I'm seeing it.
Oh, man. Call me cold-hearted, but yeah, that's funny.
That's gangster,
that is,
man.
So funny.
We're getting texts on your story, Tony Lee, from the 309, Doug. I think that's Denver.
I don't know where it is.
I don't know who this Zach guy is, but he gets my vote for Man of the Year.
309's up P-Town way.
Oh, is that right?
I'm a 309.
You're a 309?
I'm a 309.
Did you just text that in? Was that you texting?
That was not me, no.
Plowhawk. Guaranteed, that wasn't the first time that twink's been choked out. Thanks, that's from Bunchy Donovan's.
And now she's bringing this. Timber Fake's my boy. You know, Timber Fake 2.0.
That's right. It's your guy. So where do things stand with you?
Yeah, I know he's your guys' boy. It's okay. It's okay.
Where do things stand with you and Zach?
Oh, like we're just, you know, texting and stuff.
But do you think you're going to hook up and perhaps engage in heavy petting or something of that ilk?
Oh, I mean, I'm a quick mover. You guys know that.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
We have heard the Ameristar story.
I'm kidding.
We have heard the Ameristar. Now, you said to the cat that you wanted to get to becoming a softball coach. A little later. Yeah.
I knew you wouldn't forget that. Absolutely. I knew you would bring that back.
Well, no, that's how good I am. So what's going on with that, Tony Lee?
Wait, hold on. What'd you say? Nope. I cut out.
Cut that off.
That's probably the They were going into the obligatory lesbian portion of the interview.
She said that she wanted to get to that, but first she had to tell a story about watching
the
gentleman get checked out.
So, right. I heard Bonnie was going to be at Thursday's Hot Shot.
That's right, Bonnie Rotten. Bonnie Rotten.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Say it again. No. So,
you are a little pepper pot.
Yeah. No, so listen, so like, so yeah, like I was going to go there and kind of just slide up next to her and be like, hey, like, you want to like make a movie together?
Whoa,
you know?
Doug.
Yeah.
We'll have the IT team there.
Yeah, the Inside SEAL News team might have to cover. Are you saying,
first porn.
Are you saying, this might be the most important thing we covered, and this is in a segment where we just interviewed John Daly. Are you saying that you're interested in shooting a stag film?
I mean... I don't know. I think I'm changing up a little bit, being a little bit more, you know.
I'll throw this out there. I have camera experience at Western, so if Hannah wants to take a back seat, I will certainly
take it
dive
easy,
in
Plowsy.
And be the anchor.
Oh yeah,
this.
Perfect. Wow, Plowboy, perfect.
How about this? I didn't see this coming, Doug.
No.
Tony Lee and Bonnie Rotten shooting a little stag film right
she's
here.
She's ready to let her hair down and just do all the things she's always wanted to do.
I think that would make... Yeah. I mean, I, of course, have the most pro-lesbian stance of anybody running for office.
I think so.
But I think if Timberfake... I think Timberfake would be jealous if you were to engage in lesbianism with Bonnie Rotten. That seems like he kind of has that trait where he doesn't seem to be as pro-lesbianism as the average American.
Well, I don't know. Like, I think he'd be more down for that and try getting in on it, which would, like, really creep me out.
What was wrong there, Doug?
I thought she was saying a different word.
Oh, guys, I have a serious another phone call. Can you hold on
for
1 second?
Yes. It's Zach. It's Zach. You're leaving us for Zach.
No.
I think Bernie's getting her on now.
No. Yeah. Seriously, just hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Yeah, hold on. We're going to
wait. We need the time kill music, Plowsy.
Yeah, where's the time kill music?
It'll be interesting. It'll be really interesting to see how the. I feel like we're Joe Buck and John Smoltz now killing time until the studio gets ready.
How many phones does she have that she's on one phone calling us and got a call on another phone?
Thank you.
Well, you feel your phone vibrate sometimes if
you're
on another call.
I guarantee it's Timberfake.
Where's Pat Paris? We need some tape to rain delay programming.
Let's take a look back at the Cardinals 2000 campaign. Eric Davis.
Well, with this music, we don't need anything. Just let it breathe, fellas.
I wonder at what point in the night when she was freaked out by Timberfake, he got choked out, was she purring on his chest in that Snapchat.
Well, ask her. She's back. Hey. Oh, Iggy has a question for you.
Was that Zach?
I can't believe you guys waited on hold. Like, that was the sweetest thing anyone's ever done for
me. We're sweet guys.
We're just killing time here, ma'am.
Oh, wow. Well,
Iggy has a question for you.
No, we saw the Snapchat. My question is, in between the him lurking in the corner and grabbing the phone and getting choked out, did you two pose for the little purring on his chest?
Okay, see, like, I was purring like a cat at everyone that night because I was a cat.
Mm-hmm, right.
You know what I mean? Like, and I was like, I was telling people, like, I'm like, I was a cat in heat. Like, I was just being silly. You know what I mean?
Like, I'm dressed like a silly cat.
Yeah. So when you're dressed like a cat, like, that's what you do. And he took a Snapchat because you know what he does. And, like, he smacked me, like, you, if you guys seen it. And I told him, you can see it. I go, no.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah,
I missed that.
You know, I like slapped him and told him like, "No, you don't touch me."
Not anymore.
Doug,
you know?
Doug has to do that with some of our listeners.
Yeah, not no more. Like, no, like that was like a little phase I went through, and I was like lonely and sad. You know, and now I'm just like good. You know, and he's too needy and he's too clingy. Like all my friends said, they've never seen anybody that was so obsessed with someone in their whole life.
No, that's not a flattering trait.
It's not flattering. And that's the thing is, like, I'm not cold-hearted. I'm actually a really sweet, down-to-earth girl. But when you get real needy, clingy, and then start acting like I'm your property when we have never even actually, like, dated boyfriend, girlfriend, nothing, that becomes an issue.
Well, sure.
Yeah, well, sensitive people, of course, come on radio shows and kill the other person for being clingy and public.
Oh,
like that.
Really?
clip that off also.
All right. It's just the opposite of what he told us on the air the other day. He said he didn't care and you were just friends and he wanted no interest in getting back with you.
Yeah, and see, that's what he tells me too, but you know, he lies. And that's another issue with him is he lies.
The idea of him standing in the corner at the wheelhouse, Doug, you're home for college football on Saturdays and NFL football on Sundays, and watching you kind of reminds me of Mark Wahlberg in the film Fear with Reese Witherspoon.
I don't remember.
Oh, he was scary in that. The
digital pleasure on a roller coaster.
Okay.
Yep.
I don't remember that, but he was scary.
Yeah, see, that's how Timberfake was. He was really scary. He was giving me a really bad vibe. Like, I mean, I'm talking just staring at me dead in my eyes, like a look to kill.
Yikes. Now, how about this? If he wins in the ring when he fights Ryan Kelly, all will be forgiven, I assume, and you'll get back together.
Like Sylvester Stallone and Talia Shire.
Adrian, I did it.
Nope.
No. Like, I mean, I'm going to go, you know, for the show, like, you know, but I'm not going to, like, take him back if he wins. Like, no. No way.
Clip that off. Also.
Is that a no?
That's or a no. That's right. A no way.
What about that?
You might be with Zach at that point anyway.
Hey, who knows? You know, who knows?
Right. Doc, who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows about Zach?
It sounds like this particular relationship might have legs.
We might just have some digital play and that's Zach and I are just going to be digital playing.
No.
What?
You can't say that on the radio.
Oh, what's digital play? Will you guys tell me? Will somebody text me that later so I can know?
Well, you know, fingers are digits.
Doug.
I'm just trying to explain in
what's wrong with
medical,
this? Seriously.
Medical fashion.
You're single and there's a battery power and that.
What?
What?
Is a digital? Okay, never mind. I didn't want to get too graphic because I was going to explain what digital play was.
I actually don't know what you're trying to describe. Single,
digits, fingers.
And batteries.
Yes.
Nurse.
Oh,
I've had regrets
like
about
that.
Being on this show many times.
Regrets? I've had a few.
Then who again, said that?
That was Doug.
A lot of positive feedback
Doug.
On the text line as well.
That. I think it was
Did you take your son trick-or-treating?
No.
Saturday?
His son's 20.
The youngest is 20. No, we're not doing that anymore.
Oh.
That would be great, though, if he did.
I thought John went trick-or-treating.
Well, he may have, but I didn't take him.
Tony Lee, so you will be at Hot Shots in Fenton, and you want to meet Bonnie Rotten, and you're interested in lesbianism. That's really the headline outside of Timber.
I thought you were going to forget.
No, I was able. That's how good I am. Outside of Timberfake going Mark Wahlberg and Fear on you. The headline is, you are interested in shooting a video with Bonnie Rotten.
Yes.
Wow. I thought you said you only engage in lesbianism when you've had some Fireball.
Oh, yeah, Fireball and, I mean, I'm not going to do this for free, okay?
So you're really going into the world of professional pornography.
Oh, gosh. I don't know. We'll talk about that another day.
Well, we're talking about it now, and you just said you wanted to be paid.
In fact, you brought it up.
No, we'll totally. No, we got to talk about that a different day. Like, I'm not at the place to talk about that right now.
Oh, well, we can put a tip jar out, and all the listeners can just throw money in, and then we'll get
we should
going.
Do that. We should do that for a boob job for me. I'm just kidding. That was a total joke.
Do you need a breast job?
Well, I mean, according to Mike,
said she had small milk.
Well, for heaven's sake.
She said small milk. Yeah, like, I don't know.
Mike's on the other line, isn't he?
Yeah, hold on a second. Let me get him on here real quick, Tony.
God, yeah.
Yeah, Mike.
Hello,
hey.
Mike. Yeah, hello.
Tony Lee is on the line.
She got small milk.
Okay, knock it off. Knock it off.
Hey.
You're check, ruining please. Your self-esteem.
Check, please.
Hey, you know, Zach, she got that guy named Zach. He a fat hour.
Wonderful. is Zach a little heavy, Tony Lee?
No, he's tall and thin.
Yeah, Mike, I think you're thinking the wrong Zach.
Yeah, hey, like this guy is tall, skinny, and hot.
Tim, I'll be at that party tomorrow night.
Live first anniversary party, Tony Lee. It's at the Southtown Pub.
Okay.
I got Sarah giving me a ride tomorrow night.
Hello.
Oh, wow.
Trying
that's
to make
awesome.
Hannah jealous. That's what this is all about. Trust me. I
and
know
I
the
got
answers.
Hannah too.
Very nice.
Hannah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow, he is a man. H-O-E.
Doug, that's manho.
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 Yeah.
I can spell out the F word. And it doesn't make it acceptable all of a sudden.
Hey, Jim.
Yeah, Mike.
bring Shoot. Harmonica tomorrow night.
Ah, America tomorrow night, Doug.
Harmonica.
Harmonica. Oh. Okay, you're playing the harmonica. Yeah.
Well, that takes seriously talent. That takes serious talent.
It does. Yeah, he's pretty good, actually.
Yeah, you know who plays the harmonica? Timmy Kane.
Can I get the bill? Really? Can I get the
Tim
bill?
Timmy Kane.
Hey, Tim, totally. You going to be there tomorrow night?
A Southtown Pub. I'm thinking about it, actually. I was supposed to go down to Columbia this weekend, but I might go to Southtown Pub tomorrow.
Sarah going to be there.
That's what I hear tell. Well, we all have stories.
All right, Mike. It's a fabulous call.
Hey, Doc.
Yeah.
I come to you like a small milk.
Put him down. Put him down.
Oh, my God.
Mike Lee has been suspended. Mike Lee has been suspended a period of 2 days' time, and his name is going into the Llewellyn's Pub suspension logule.
He didn't even need prompting.
He's worse than Dotum. Like, he needs to be, like, in jail like Dotum is.
Yeah.
Doug, is Dotum in penitentiary?
He's not really in jail. He's just been indefinitely suspended.
I know,
suspended.
You know, I thought Dotum was in prison. Like, I thought he was in prison.
You did.
Ma'am, Doug Vaughn is just a hapless co-host on a bad morning radio show. He doesn't have that kind of authority.
No. Oh, man, you guys are funny.
Use it for a promo and play it over and over again. Hey, real quick, Jamie Moyer's Fancy Four texting. He said, ask Tony Lee why she doesn't Snapchat anymore. She's fine. That's from Jamie Moyer's Fancy Four. Are you on Snapchat? I know Timberfake is, and what is he, Doug? Old Dirty Shirt 22 or something like that?
I forget.
Yeah. My ex made me delete my all my followers, and
Beavis?
I have like 7 Snap friends. So
Beavis made you delete your followers?
Yeah.
Huh. It seems like you're running into some possessive gentlemen.
Now why do you let these people tell you what to do?
I don't know. I'm not anymore. That's why I'm telling you guys. I'm a changed woman. Yeah. That's why I'm going to meet Bonnie.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah. You're going through a little life change right now, aren't you?
And it's time for you to enjoy sapphic play.
Yes. Digital, that kind, any kind of play.
Doug, game on. It's next Thursday. Hot Shots, Fenton. Tony Lee's going to be there, and she's making a play for Bonnie Rotten.
Oh, my God. Hey, you guys. I have another call again.
Sorry to bother you.
This really is the worst show in America.
Yeah.
Mm. That might have been the best segment of the week.
We had John Daly on.
Same segment.
Yeah.
Same block of programming. I think Tony Lee was on Dan Patrick, and then he had John Daly, and we just kind of flip-flopped it.
Well, she had stories of Timberfake being choked out at the wheelhouse, and she's come out of the closet.
I'm not sure what the lead is, that Tony Lee is interested in getting into pornography or that the plowboy thinks digital play is a reference to a vibrator.
Well, yeah.
I wouldn't. I would just back away from the mic.
I'm not going to dive into that one.
Yeah. Now, are you curious to get a response from Timberfake to see?
Oh my God! I think we isn't the equal time. Isn't there a
where's
law
the
about
news
that?
Team? Because I mean that was an allegation, and sometimes Iggy, and you know this as well as anyone, you just get one side of the story. We have a crackerjack news team that could blow this story up.
Yeah,
maybe they could, all sides.
Maybe they could acquire a security video from
Ray
inside
King,
the bar proper.
Ray King, a Wheelhouse employee, just texted in, wait, this was at the Wheelhouse? I will have to get the camera footage. And he's going to try and provide that for us. We could have an expose.
Yeah.
And so I hope if KMOV or KSDK or KTVI covers this, I hope they credit
now, last
our
time,
show.
Last time we promised what would have been hilarious security footage.
Right.
Was Doug falling down the stairs, and we were unable to deliver on that promise.
Because the building apparently erased it for fear that I would sue them.
Actually, Doug, that is 100% true.
I know it is. Oh, I went ass over tea kettle, fellas.
I find it funny that Timberfake didn't mention any of that when we had him on.
Yeah.
He kind of left all that stuff.
Now, when
out
you
of
say
that.
You find it funny, do you mean funny as in a curious way?
Well, actually, I shouldn't say. There's no way Timberfake's going to come on and say that a guy choked him out and I was stalking, so.
Unless he has a different side of the story.
Yeah.
I don't know. It sounded more like a cuck than a stalk.
Would you
me.
Stop with this?
Because he was.
It sounded pretty stalkerish to me.
Yeah, I guess there is.
Like he suddenly appears at the corner of the bar, the second bar you've been to that night. There he is, grabbing a phone and going to throw it away. Sounds kind of like stalker behavior.
God.
What is
this
with
real house? I'm telling you.
And what is with Plowsy and bringing up cuck every single time? Like, Doug, you get emails like for your Four Fox account, like people peddling guests to you all day. An expert on foreign affairs or soy production. Mm-hmm. You should peddle yourself as an expert on cuck.
It just sounded at the beginning of the story. It did get a little stalkerish at the end, but he was just sitting there watching them make out or kiss. That's a cuck to me. In public or not.
Ask Tony if she's interested in a 29-year-old married gentleman with a curious wife. Doug, that's from the Duchess of Rudder. Now our listeners are trying to get in.
Yeah, all you got to do is write in. That's all it takes. Sure. If you just express an interest, have no idea who you are, sure.
Charlie Marlowe, Kelly Chase, John Daly, and Tony Lee. There's the guest list. It's kind of ABC poker there. Bud Light presents Blues coverage in our countdown to the Classic on Monday, January 2nd at Busch Stadium. Bud Light! Brewed using a blend of premium aroma hop varieties, both American-grown and imported, and a combination of barley, malts, and rice. I am looking forward to having a cold, frosty one this weekend and enjoying the biggest game of the year, Missouri in South Carolina.
Well, I don't know that it's that big a game at this point. We've kind of given up on the Tigers.
Yikes.
South Carolina doesn't have a lot either.
They're 4-4.
Yeah. I just don't know that I would call this the biggest game of the year. Maybe if there's somebody with Mizzou who's going to get to play finally, he's been sitting on the bench, and they said, well, you go ahead. You got to be better than what we got now. Maybe it'll be a big game for him. But for the rest of the fan base proper, I don't think so.
Do you know anything about Bert Early, Kelly?
Chop, chop, cheeky.
Yep.
You need to know anything else?
Maybe like a couple things.
Well, okay. You know, what they do is they service professional kitchens. They service, restaurants. Cafeterias, anywhere where you got a lot of knives.
What about chop houses?
Chop houses, nice. Yeah, right up their alley. I mean, it's right in their wheelhouses. Schools, food trucks, meat markets, butcheries, supermarkets, and chop houses, yes.
Saunas.
Saunas, not so much. Nope. They do sharpen slicer blades, processor blades, grinder knives and plates, all that kind of stuff. They service can openers, slicers, mixers, grinders, power drive machines, food processors, you name it. If you have something in the kitchen that needs repair, Bertarelli Cutlery is the place to go. Or if you're just looking to buy something, they have a fabulous retail outlet right there in the front of the store. So Bertarelli Cutlery is certainly the place to go. Highest quality cutting boards on the market, too. I know a lot of us are saying, you know, this is the time when you need a new cutting board.
I was just saying that.
This would be the place where you would go. So go visit them on the hill and check out their fabulous showroom. And if you mention this show, you receive one free knife sharpening with a $5 in-store purchase. That's Bertarelli Cutlery, 1927 Marconi on the hill. At Bertarelli Cutlery, there is never a dull moment.
Nice. I like that.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things I was thinking this morning, and I'm on 4 hours of sleep just like you guys are probably, is now on the sports calendar as far as something that's really going to get me excited.
Yeah.
It just, you know.
Not much out there.
Well, you got the Blues at the Stars tonight on Fox Sports Midwest and the kickoff of the hot stove season on Fox, 6:30, Danny Mac hosts.
And the Mizzou South Carolina game is the biggest football game of the season.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I guess you're right.
Yeah, what's next? Especially since we've completely lost interest in the NFL. I mean, my interest gets worse with each passing week. I get less interested in what's going on.
So I don't know. I am intrigued to see how the Cardinals handle the offseason. That's legitimate. But as far as games go, I don't know. I mean, Roldam goes to Baton Rouge this weekend. Only 7.5-point favorites. It strikes me as odd.
I'd take that.
You would lay the 7.5, wouldn't you? I kind of would, too. I mean, I don't know. It's Saturday night game in Louisiana, though. It's a, you know, can be a, but I just don't know about LSU. And then, you know, college football heading down the final month of the season. But, you know, at least locally, it is a barren, barren landscape, Jackie Papers, until, you know, Blues.
Billiken basketball starts here in another week and a half.
And Kim Anderson has his team ready to go.
Yeah. Who knows what they may do over in Champaign. I mean, they've been trying to stay out of the Big Ten basement for a few years now.
Who's big for them?
Oh, they got some recruits, and they got some kids that have been in the program for a few years.
Illinois is going to be bouncing back in the next couple of years.
You think?
I assure you that, yeah.
Wow, inside word.
Based on some of the recruiting and some of the kids they have there now?
Correct, Doug.
Mm-hmm. Who's big for them, Plowsy?
They got a freshman, Frankie Williams, who's my generation of U of I. I think he was mid to late 90s.
We remember him. He's a great player.
His son, who went to Manual in Peoria, four-star recruit coming there, as well as Tillman, one of his good buddies from AAU, a five-star power forward from Texas.
I was going to mention those two, Williams and Tillman. Yeah, those are two of their top recruits. Now, the Williams kid, his dad played at Illinois, and he went to Peoria Manual. And the other one, Frank, his name Frank started with a T.
Tillman?
He was pretty. Yeah, he was a heck of a high school player.
Frank played in the NBA a little bit, didn't he?
I believe he did. And now his son is following in his footsteps, going to Illinois.
So those are the recruits, and there are other kids already in the program.
There are some others. Yeah. I call them upperclassmen, and they've been there for a while. And they'll be the leaders of the squad.
Doug, they'll save this show for me.
They'll try to mold these rookies and teach them life in the Big Ten, because it's not going to be like high school anymore, fellas.
How's the leadership on that squad?
It could use some leading. They have some who would like to be leaders, but they haven't really been in that position before. So now they will have to take what I call the mantle, and they'll have to teach and mold these youngsters.
Give Doug a raise.
That's the situation in Illinois anyway.
I'm getting weird messages because for whatever reason, Ken Bone has made me and Anna Marie his profile picture.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. Yeah. You talk about lemonading.
You haven't seen
that? You're going to suspend Ken?
No, I'm going to put him on the Thorough Lemmings list.
I mentioned that Monday. I said, Ken Bone's got to go on the lemming list. He's got Tim and Anna Marie as his profile picture now.
Ken Bone has just been added to the Thorough Lemmings list.
I thought he said he was a cat lemming.
I thought so, too.
But you're not on Facebook.
Yeah, but you're not on Facebook. He can't get a picture of you.
Yeah, put you and Ian Tyler up there, and you'll replace me, and I'll be fine with that.
Wasn't that your profile pic too?
So he went and took my picture, and then
why would you do that? Who does that? Come on, Bonesy.
That would ban other people, wouldn't it? That would block other people.
Sure.
It is a good picture, though.
Thanks. I think once he got to meet you, he became a Tim Lemming. He switched allegiance.
Yeah, no, I'm super charming. Yeah, and so now these likes are coming in and friend requests from people I don't know, and I go, and then I see, I'm mutual friends with Ken Bone. I would imagine what's really happening is Anna Marie's starting to get a lot of mutual friends with Ken and Bone friend requests. That's what usually winds up happening. And then maybe once every couple months, she goes through Facebook friend requests. She goes, you know this guy?
It must be Ken Bone.
You know this guy?
Must be his following. Yesterday I got 25, and my only mutual friend was Ken Bone.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
So maybe you were on his profile picture,
Paul. I don't think so.
Well, he's just expanding his social network of friends. That's all.
Now, Doug, you're on Facebook. Do you consider the people that you allow to see your account really friends? Like, you don't consider Marlo.
I don't know.
You've worked with him for years now.
Right. Well, no.
You get a friend request. You let him know. We're not really friends?
Most of the friends are co-workers or people I have no idea who they are. It's in that group of people. Either people I know and people I don't know. Those are my friends.
But they're not really friends.
All people on Earth can go into one of two groups. People I know and people I don't.
Huh. That's kind of fun.
And they make up, then, my Facebook friend list.
Grimy from South County says, boy, that Tony Lee gave me a trouser tent I wish Doug would take care of. It's a trouser tent.
Who was that, Tim?
Grimy, he's in South County.
He's been suspended. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time. Thanks, Llewellyns, for the suspension logule.
Games people play. Spinners? That's Spinners? Like
I think
75?
That's right. I don't know the year. I don't really care about the years. I know the era, but I don't know the exact
year.
You care
about emails. I know that. It's time for the email of the day. Two tickets to the St. Louis debut Ice Guardians this Monday at the Pageant starting at 7 p.m. Special guest Kelly Chase and Brett Holm. Morning, fellas. Tough day for the area boys. Don't worry, the cat is going to have the Cardinals hot stove special tonight. Still, I prefer the original title, the St. Louis Cardinals Annual Damage Control Special, an in-depth look at why the Cubs won't be killing us for years to come. And Doug, camping is still a better cover than fishing when you're going on a weekend trip to bang dudes. Tim, you're the best. Thanks, the hipster of Tower Grove South. A lot of stuff in there.
Hipster of Tower Grove South.
He was just firing shots except at you, where he threw hosannas at your feet. Mm-hmm.
Gentlemen, yesterday I sent in a very informative email trying to explain what a loomster is and what is not a loomster. It was going well until the haggard old Queen Doug Vaughn got his panties in a bunch and suspended me. So let me try this another way. The guy who threw out the first pitch last night, that Tommy fella, apparently has a rather large baby maker. Does that make his python the loomster of all pythons? No, Doug, loomsters are only for french fries. Go, Cubs, go. The LOL mater.
LOL Mater?
Yep.
LOL Mater. He's new.
Simple credo, don't ask, don't tell. That's how I keep my job. But it just gets tougher every day. For my new older boyfriend has brought serious game to the bedroom. Lately, it is becoming more and more difficult not to brag to my buddies about this naughty freak show I've stumbled upon. By golly, I just want to tell the world about his John Holmes-esque girth filling out them khakis. That comes from Major Eric Shun.
Major Eric
Shun. This is like
Shun.
Something that would be done like on public access in 88. That's what this show is.
That was
no, it's worse than that, Tim.
Major Eric Shun. He's new. From Scott Air Force Base, probably.
Guys, I listened. I just listened to the October 27th Email of the Day segment.
Why?
You have a problem with people going back to listen to week-old email segments?
That's probably the sign of an empty life.
Because I thought I recalled that you were giving away the same prize that day as I had won the day before. Tickets to Sunday's Blues Avs game. This Kevin Ship guy won, who is actually somebody else. Am I right? So, can you clear up a few things? I think that means he will be sitting right next to me, since I'm assuming you had four tickets to give away and you just split them up into two pairs to make two prizes. But given the track record of the Email Day prizes, there's a really good chance that you actually gave him the exact same tickets that you gave me. How concerned should I be that my lap will end up playing host to a half-shirted twink boy whose lust for Doug Vaughn is only outweighed by his desire to make sweet man love to his own stepfather? Should I be legitimately afraid of being lured into the men's room to check out the diaper-changing setup? Could you at least send me a picture of this guy so I can hightail it to the concourse if and when I see him gallivanting down the aisle towards me? Thank you. I think that comes from Jacob Nieter.
Jacob Nieter. Neater.
He probably is right about getting gifted the same prize as someone else. I hope that's not the case.
We used to have a stamp problem that would just flat out shut down the prize distribution.
Couldn't get stamps. Had the envelopes, just could not get stamps.
I wonder if people can tell this is a delay tactic, or are they just enjoying the warbling?
No. I didn't think it was a delay tactic at all.
Da,
I thought maybe you're looking for better emails.
That's exactly what I'm doing, sir.
Yeah.
Hello, boy men. This is our final email, Doug.
Okay.
I could not be more excited to announce that the theme for this year's Vianney Father-Son Dance will be a Sadie Hawkins sock hop. Oh, that'll be fun.
That'd be fabulous.
What does that mean, you ask? Well, it means that all of us boy students are off the hook this year and get to sit back and wait for a cute dad, or stepdad, hopefully, to request our accompaniment to this year's gala. For next year's, I will be on my knees praying by my bedside each night in hopes that a certain burly blue Oxford-wearing five-headed prince will ask to whisk me away to said sock hop. Christmas sure would come early this year if a certain Four Fox fellow were to be dipping me deep into the night, whispering sweetly into my ear, "Shh, here's your reward." Finishing the dance with passionate French kissing. Let's make history and create the first ever tonsil hockeyism at this year's father-son dance. You can even put it where mama hides the peanut butter. Workshop it with the boys. Circle back and let me know.
I'm not going to let him know.
That's from Mr. Hands.
Mr. Hands. He's new.
And that's who we have for the email of the day.
Hands down, Mr. Hands.
No. I'm going to go with a fellow by the name of South, the hipster of Tower Grove South.
I'm going with Mr. Hands.
Of course you are.
Damn it, Lucas.
Congratulations to Mr. Hands. You're going to see Ice Guardians this Monday at the Pageant. Starts at 7 p.m. Special guests Kelly Chase and Brett Hall. You can get your tickets on Ticketmaster. Two tickets to the St. Louis debut of Ice Guardians. Tim, I didn't think your singing was a delay tactic. I thought I was on hold with the customer service. Does it sound that?
Yeah, it sounds very professional, Tim. Yes, extremely professional.
Well done, Tim.
I see the Inside STL News team is waiting out there to cover this show.
They're scrambling because they're going to go down to the wheelhouse and try to work on that story with
that video from Ray King.
Yeah, being choked
out. That would be great if they could get that video.
That's where they got to go.
It's time for us to shut it down. Frank does this real show, and it's coming up next. Friendly reminder, if you want to hang out somewhere this weekend, Over Under Bar and Grill is the place to watch all the games this season. They provide free shuttles to the Blues, Cardinals, and Slough games, so you can make Over Under your destination for pre- and post-game trips. Voted best sports bar in 2015 by the Post-Dispatch. It has 37 HD flat-screen TVs that carry every sports package, like NFL Sunday Ticket, NHL Center Ice, and MLB Extra Innings. 150-inch projection screen on their beautiful outdoor patio. I would like to recommend the blackened chicken sandwich, Doug. It's delicious. It's choice. Yeah. And they have waffle fries over under. This is the Lion's Choice famous roast beef handoff to Frank Cusimano and the Hollywood Casino Press Box. For the Plowhawk, for Iggy, for the Seamaster, for my brother Kevin, for Douglas Elvin Vaughn, for Jimmy the Cat Hayes, I'm Tim McKernan. This has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on the all-new 590 The Fan, KFNS, 105.7 HG2 FM, and InsideSTL.com, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios.